views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is April the 6th, 2017. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you today. I just want to thank everyone for listening to Tando Radio Show. Thank you, Brother Davis, for having a phenomenal show yesterday. And thank you, Scotty, for filling in. I truly, truly appreciating all of you that engaged in Wise Wednesday yesterday. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being an intrinsical part of this radio show and this radio network. We do greatly, greatly do appreciate that, because you are extremely important to us all. So, let me move some of, sorry about that. Just sometimes, you know, I resonate with some music. I'm going to tell you, there's a couple of hip-hop artists that I absolutely still resonate with. And, you know, there's very few, but there are some. My man Scarface and Nas is definitely always on heavy rotation with Brother Dave from L.A. So just so you know. So sorry about that. Hit that by mistake. So getting back to, just want to thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show. We greatly, greatly do appreciate you. And we have a live show for you today, and we're definitely going to jump in it. But, of course, before we do that, everyone, continue, please, to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy to the network. And you can do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that being www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And then once you're there, you'll see on the far right-hand margin, in the far right-hand side of the page, you'll see the donation prompt that is there, been put there for you for your convenience, so that you can very easily click on that and give some of your financial energy to support this network. It gives you an opportunity to feed the roots of the tree of life that bears good fruit, in order so that we can continue to do what we've been doing and do so much more and expand our overall capabilities, talents, and horizons for establishing a self-determinating and sovereign individual, families, and culture and community at large. Very, very important. So please give some of your financial energy. Very easy. All of your donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of the overall size. All of them are needed, regardless of the overall size. So please engage in that. Also, BTR community, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR community. BTR community is a social media network that was established by this radio network, so that you can engage in some of your social media activities. Very, very important. So You could do that there at BTR Community. It was actually put together for you, and it was actually put together with your overall thoughts, energy, and direction in mind, and you can engage in all of the social media that you otherwise engage with the mainstream media outlets that are actually doing more harm to you than most people think, and they are adversely affecting you. So you can come over to BTR Community, and you can find that on the website for Black Talk Radio Network, or you can simply just put in www.btrcommunity.com, and you'll find it there. For only $24 a year, you can post information, engage in your overall social media activities, and post information about yourself, your organizations, your business, things that you think should be highlighted, things that you think should be relevant. You can do that there, and it is there for you, and this is another way in which you can support Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, and to establish collective prudence. It's the only place that I post, so definitely go there and be a part of that. Also, everyone, we are going to be looking to actually start to hit the road and to go to the communities and give great information. We're going to have the precious metals classes and preparedness classes and other classes on things that you should be doing, in our opinion, and things that are available to you and that would actually give you, your family, and our community extreme positions of advantage. Very, very important that we do that. And you can easily follow us there. Just continue to listen. We're probably going to start the precious metals and preparedness classes up in May, possibly. And also, we're going to, if you would like us to come to your area, let us know. We're going to start to hit the road. I know that we're going to hit Seattle. We are definitely going to put on another seminar probably in late May here in Dallas. So I'm going to try to give you enough time to prepare for that as well. And we're going to be doing that throughout the summer, and we're going to keep that going. It's very, very important that we do that. We'd like to have the opportunity to meet all of you, because it's many of you, and it's just a few of us, so it's difficult to keep up. But we need to get out in front of you all and actually meet. And it's very, very important because of the overall opportunity for us all start to work together. So I would love to do something just with the Tando Radio Show listeners. And to offer some opportunities with you guys that we can actually Tando Radio Show listeners and RDP members, even though I don't do anything on Facebook, FedBook anymore, for us to start to move in a collective direction that will be beneficial to us all. So we are definitely doing that this year, and hopefully it will last for enough. We will have enough, create enough momentum to be able to be a force in season and a force that has created much opportunity for the people in a short amount of time before I think that we are going to reach a peak or a crossroads in this subjugation and enslavement paradigm. So that's moving quickly. So definitely we're going to be doing that. Also, if you would like to acquire real precious metals, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's there in inventory. And definitely you can email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And also you can text me at 951-790-8330. This is going to be a very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, because of where we are. And I do believe that we are going to be moving into a season of violence. We have been in the season of assassinations, and the seasons of assassination is now moving into a season of violence. And this is going to be global violence and territorial violence that is going to be casting itself in rapidly in embedding itself in succumbing the globe. It's not an agenda of ours, but it is an agenda that has energy behind it, that has free will behind it, and it is definitely being put into action. So let's prepare for it accordingly. And there are definitely things that you should be doing. I will say this before we get going. If you were thinking about acquiring or purchasing precious metals, you need to do it as soon as possible. You need to do it. It is very, very important that you do that now. And I'm going to get into that in the show today. And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit **. Strategic Melon, if you would, jump in the chat room real quick, because you have a what do they call these, the little, you have a picture that is amazing. I want to send you, okay, I'm going to text you a picture of what you have, the OMAC that you have there, your favorite picture. Well, I got something for you, sister. I'm definitely going to send this to you, this picture to you. It's a silver coin from Mexico, and it's the OMAC face. Very, very. And I need to talk about that history as well with Mexico and why they hide that so much. So telling. But I think you will truly, truly appreciate that. Love the picture myself, sister. Much love, much respect. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Then we're going to jump into today's show. Oh, let me just give you a little couple of briefings. Tomorrow, I will not be on air tomorrow. Have family obligations that happy family obligations that are going on. So we'll be spending time with my son. But Brother Bragg will be here tomorrow. We'll have Foundation Friday with Brother Bragg tomorrow. So stand by, put your seatbelt on, and be ready for that. Next week as well, I will not be on air next week unless something major happens. If something major happens, I will be on air. I need to spend time with family. I need to spend time with my son who's here. So on spring break, so we'll be doing that. So just to let you know, I will not be on air because of that, those obligations. We got a lot of stuff to do and looking forward to it all. So much love, much respect to Brother Bragg. Thank you for holding it down tomorrow. And then next week, we will not be on air. But if something major happens, we will jump in. And if something major ever happens, we'll try to jump in on air. We'll never jump into someone else's program. We will just jump into a break in between the programs, and we'll try to schedule something with Scotty if it is, because it's very, very important that we stay up on what's going on. And I'm going to tell you, this war is definitely going to happen because all of the mainstream medias have already embedded personnel. And you can tell from the overall broadcasting that the overall personnel are in place to start to cover the ongoing engagements in selective countries, and that is in North Korea, South Korea, in the Korean Peninsula area, and in the South Sea of China, and in that overall region of the world, as well as in the Middle East, as well as in Syria, as well as in the Ukraine, as well as in Africa. They have placed their overall directors, producers, and their overall actors to be ready to go live at any time. Lights, camera, action. They will definitely be filming the stage of destruction and the stage of deception that they like to propagandize. So very, very important. Let's be out in front of all of this. Now is the time for you to move on preparing, move on acquiring the significant things that will help you and your family. Listen, if something happens and you're not able to acquire some things, that's okay. You don't lose focus of what it is that you need to do. You've seen this coming. You will know what to do when things start to evolve. We, especially for those of you that I truly, truly appreciate that have been listening to Tando Radio Show for some time now. I feel that you are thoroughly prepared for what could be happening. Hold on 1 second, everyone. 1 second. Sorry about that, everyone. Had to take that that call. Sorry about that. So, you had those of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show for a while, you are better prepared than many. You're better prepared because of Wise Wednesdays, because of the shows that we've done. You're better prepared because of Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here on Black Talk Radio Network. So I'm not worried about it, but if you can continue to prepare and get some of the essential things, and we're going to jump into that right after we get out of what's in the news. And anytime, if you would like to jump into the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, then hit **, and we will see you in queue and we'll bring you up. So let's jump into what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show. And first article that we posted, the last article that we posted, what's in the news, I posted this one from Russia Insider, and we'll probably be coming back to visit this one and read it. Ancient mystery solved. Zakharovia reveals why U.S. prays for Aleppo while bombing Mosul. Very, very important. Man, she killed it. This is the Russian foreign minister's spokeswoman, Maria. Maria actually shut it down. And very, very, you know, we'll take a look at that article itself. And I think my man Scotty would appreciate what she admits to and what she says is so pointed. Very, very important. Now, let me tell you, in today's world where a lot lies are celebrated, lies are exalted, lies are preferred, and the truth ostracized. The truth is repugnant, and the truth is avoided. That's where we are. But the truth needs no human support. The overall sustainability and life support that human beings need to resonate in a more sustainable way is that they have to be grounded to the truth. And we haven't been grounded in the truth. This is why we don't live out to our physical expectations and our physical capabilities of our lifespans. Because everyone that I know and you know has been systematically murdered one way or another in today's world. So check out that article. Very, very telling. Very, very important. And we will revisit that one. Next article from Russia Today International. Putin slams accusations over Syrian chemical incident as groundless. Check out that very important article. Next one, I posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Trump considers options for Syrian retaliation. The sources said the celebrity figurehead president has not firmly decided to go ahead with it, but says he was discussing possibilities with Defense Secretary James Mattis, Defense Secretary James Mattis. Trump is relying on the judgment of Mattis, according to sources. U.S. officials tell Cerebrally Naive Network that the Pentagon has longstanding oppositions to Syrian chemical weapons capabilities and has presented those options to the administration. ladies and gentlemen, they are not considering options. They are planning the overall engagement, and we're going to be talking about that today. Next article comes from Bloomberg. I posted this one from Bloomberg. Cohen backs Wall Street split of leading investment banks. In a private meeting with lawmakers, the White House economist advisor Gary Cohen said he supports a policy that could radically reshape Wall Street's biggest firms by separating their customer lending business from their investment banking system, said people with direct knowledge of the matter. Why is this, ladies and gentlemen? Because here you go. They are going to offer you solutions to a problem that they created. They're talking about bringing back Glass-Steagall. This is critical. We will be talking about this because the debt monster is about to explode. Next article, Rise posted this one from Nothing But Criminals News. Now you can buy a home. Now you can buy a home DNA test for 10 different diseases. Now you can buy a home DNA test for 10 different diseases. Wow. I'm not even going to say what the name of that thing is. You're going to have to look at it yourself. I do not engage in support that. My man, Rise, good article. Next article, Rise posted from the Daily Beast. Tillerson steps away. Steps underway for the U.S.-led coalition to remove Assad. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted from Cerebrally Naive Network. Trump considers options for military retaliation. Next article, Rise posted from, that is a must-read, Brother Bragg is an incredible researcher. That is so true. So, so true. And it says, what Title 28, USC 3002, Section 15, states that the United States is a corporation, not a U.S. government, not a government. Yes, that's very, very true. And those of you that came down to the seminar, the private seminar that we had for you, this was some of the information that was made available to you on the 25th of March. Yes, so, so true. Next article. This one comes, Rise posts this one from TechCrunch. EU and U.S. privacy shields remain in place. Check out that article. Next one, article from Reuters, Rise posted. House Freedom Caucus signals support for healthcare bill with changes. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from AP News. From AP News, Somalian leaders declare country a war zone, replaces chief. Next article, Rise posted this from today.com. Ban of controversial pesticides overturned. Are your fruits and vegetables safe? No, we know that that's not true. So let's a couple more articles here. We got to let them load up, and then we'll get right into them. Here we go. Next article. We have, sorry about this, everyone. Okay, next article. Rise posted this one. This was from Quartz. Two studies suggest a link between violent video games and real life behaviors have been, that's so, so true. Retracted. Check out that article. You're right. Check out that next article Rise posted this one. And this one came from physics.org. Bees are environmental stressors, canaries in the coal mine. So, so true. Bees are essential. Essential. Great article, Rise. Next article, I posted this one from the South China Morning Post. What Donald Trump got wrong about the U.S. manufacturing? And I would say every darn thing. So check out that article. Very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, the jobs will come back, but they won't pay you a darn thing. We've been talking about that for 2 years now. And look what has happened. They're coming back. As we said they would, they're coming back. And they're not going to pay. Just like we said, they're not going to pay. Foxconn Part 2. Foxconn 2.0 will be here in far, far worse. Next article, Raj posted this from Cult of Mac. McAfee reports reveals Mac spyware skyrocketed in 2016. Next article, I posted this from the South China Morning Post. Trump, Syrian gas attack changed my mind about Assad. Next article, Raj posted this one from, where did this come from? Cosmopolitan.com. The bank accidentally put 43,000 euros in this woman's account. So she spent it. Oh, my man, Roz. Man. Oh, well, let me give you what Roz said. Hilarious. Instead of stealing, they have it. Anyway, and I know she's in jail. We get jail time, but they get bailouts. That's so true, and that wasn't even funny. And Rod said, hilarious, instead of stealing, they have it all anyway. And I know she's in jail. We get jail time, and they get bailouts. So, so true. Great article, Rod, as always. Next one from DW.com. Yeah, nothing to do with me. Rod posted this one. EU moves to fend off hunger crisis in East Africa and Yemen. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from the South China Morning Post. Astronomers are trying to take a first picture of a black hole. Check out that article. That thing looks familiar. Gorgeous. Next article from the South China Morning Post, I posted this one. Why Asia is so nervous over the Jinping and Trump summit. Because it's going to lead to war, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what happens. Next one from Sputnik News. I posted this one. Terrorists bringing chemical weapons to Syria from Iraq, Turkey, the Syrian foreign minister said. A couple more articles and we get going. And in today's world, all of these articles are extremely important for you to at least hear about and then look into Tando Radio Show and engage in. Next article comes from, posted this one from Sputnik News. Chemical attack. West blames Assad before probe is launched. That was from Sputnik News. And next article comes from the Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump's foreign policies tested by Syria and North Korea. Check out that one. Next one from Bloomberg. Diamond warns something is wrong with the U.S. J.P. Morgan celebrity chief executive officer Jamie Dimon says has two big pronouncements as the Trump administration starts reshaping the government. The United States is truly an exceptional country, and it's clear that something is wrong. Heads up, ladies and gentlemen, here it comes. Next article, posted this one from Bloomberg. Trump and Jinping could break the system. They are. China will break this system. From Bloomberg, why Jinping needs to tread carefully when he meets Trump. I doubt that he needs to tread carefully at all. It's the other way around, in my opinion. Last one from Reuters. Is North Korea putting nuclear tip bargaining chips on the table? Without a doubt, yes, they are. Check out those articles in today's show. Topic is without moral character, the U.S. has few options other than war. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And at any time, at any moment, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. We're going to jump into today's show. So let's get going. Where do we start? Wow. So what I want to do is that I want to lay some things, and then we're going to look at a couple of articles that I think we really need to be looking at that are there in what's in the news. Very, very important. And I'm going to begin by saying our overall time to prepare is coming to accumulate in preparing is coming to a strategical restriction. I won't say it's stopping. I won't say it's ending. but it's going to be strategically restricted. Things will be much more difficult to acquire, and the overall expense of things will be going up greatly. And I think, and I know that it's critical that you know these things, that you engage in these things before it's too late. And because when you are sitting in a position of comfort, it's very easy for you to be in a sedated condition. Being under a sedative is very dangerous to your reaction, your thought process, your discernment. And one of the greatest sedatives is comfort. One of the greatest sedatives is comfort. And what the system likes to do is to make people comfortable. That is one of the preferred methods to setting a trap against people, is to sedate them, and to sedate them by all measures and means that were created by man. And in that state of comfortability, the overall population becomes extremely vulnerable, except for those that refuse to push and engage in the drug of choice to subjugate and enslave. That, ladies and gentlemen, would be you. And in today, and at these moments in history, in this eternal history, at these moments, there is a sedative that is sweeping our community, our family, and our overall way of life. And I would ask that you would, for you, not to allow that sedative to catch you and put you to sleep. I have many friends that saw what was going on, see what was happening, but they grew tired. That constant bombardment, that constant gas, that constant sedative has rocked them to sleep. And it's been rocking them to sleep by so many different means. One of the greatest ways to rock people to sleep is for them to think only about themselves. An I complex. Another is to distract them by other things that are happening and continuously bombarding them with that propaganda without telling them what is going on. See, what happens is that people don't want to have been taught, in my opinion, people have been to think on a schedule, to resonate on a schedule. And that schedule tells exactly what you will be doing at any given time. Because the schedule is set forth because their state of hypnotism is strong. And they tell you what you're going to do. You've seen in the Star Wars stuff when they use the Force, the Jedi tells people what they're going to do. You ever wonder why they put that there and everything else? Because that is actually a part of the overall schooling and education that is given to every person within the developed world. They tell you when to think, what schedule to be on, and what they do, how they foster it, and how they are able to validate it and substantiate it is that they not only put you in that place, they make it comfortable for you to be in the company of others that are extremely miserable. They do the whole population that way. And one of the things, if you ask anyone that is a trainer of if you ask Brother Bragg, or you ask some other people that are professional in training, you know, dogs, or training horses, or training different other animals, one of the most effective tips, one of the most effective tools that you can use is another trained dog, another trained horse, another trained species. And it is what is done to fortify. It is done to ensure that the schedule is followed. And here's the schedule, in my opinion. And very true, my sister Strategic Melanin said, not me, yes. Because there are some that are so wild. There are some that are untainable. You can't tame them. There are some horses that will always buck. And there are some dogs that will always resist and will always fight. And there are some people that will always resist. But the overall schedule, they have your enticing comfort zone, your tool of enticement. They have your, whatever it is that makes you comfortable, the system has it. And they present that to you from a position for you to engage in that and to be fall under that spell. The system schedule is for you to always follow the directions that it has laid out for the day. And that may be for you to watch this, for you to engage in that, for you to be a part of this. And then what happens is that we give our energy to that, and everything we give energy to, it lives. This is why you have some people that are so deeply under mind control, because their energy is so strong. It's not that that overall person is weak. Their energy is so strong, but what has been weakened and what has been diluted and what has been turned off was their discerning spirit. They want to get validation from man. That's the schedule. That's the "in God we trust" that is on the debt note of destruction. That is what is on the current day plantation of enslavement. And they're moving it into a virtual and digital realm as well. Because that will further bait you into the depths of your demise, of yourself. And the system has it to where we get so sedated and we become sleepwalkers. We become sleepwalkers with in tune five senses because we turn off the rest of our senses. All of our metaphysical capabilities get turned off. And we got a caller in queue. My man Mel is there. I don't like to keep our callers waiting. I'll come back to this point after we talk to our brother Mel. Mel, what's going on, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Peace, peace, brother.
Peace, peace, my brother.
Man, last night, my wife was, you know, doing some research, and she was doing a little blog, and she said a quote. It wasn't her words, but it was somebody else's words. I don't know if you heard this before. But the quote was that they tried to bury me. Not realizing that I was a steed. And that was just so profound to me, man. Like, wow, I'm going to say it again.
Say that again, Mel. Say it again.
They tried to bury me, not realizing that I was a seed. And that was just so profound to me, man. Not realizing that, you know, we got to realize that we're a seed that will grow, bear fruit. And it was just, it really touched me, man. And I wanted to share that with the family. That was heavy to me. They tried to bury me, not realizing that I was a seed. That was deep to me.
Oh,
but yeah. But yeah.
Man, you know, and that goes, oh, go ahead, Mel.
Well, I was just going to real quickly just mention a couple of them articles. I was watching some news earlier, and I saw that Israel made a $2 billion missile deal with
I love our Israel,
India. Wow.
I love our listeners. Look at this is what we need to be doing. This is the collective prudence that's so important. And my man Mel just dropped a bomb there. Israel just did a billion dollar deal with who?
$2 billion with Israel.
With exactly. India. Okay, in India. India. Now, y'all pay attention to this. Just last week, what did Pakistan do? Made a deal with who? Russia and China. What is Pakistan and Pakistan and India? They're the arch enemies. They're probably, I definitely believe that the first overall nuclear exchange in this time period will probably come out of India and Pakistan. And my man just laid the foundation for what we're going to, man, Mel, you dropped a bomb on there.
Yeah, that was
Israel
crazy.
Is siding with India. Why? India. Because that's an adversary of who? Pakistan, China,
yes,
and Russia.
And
Israel been doing lately? Been bombing Syria. Go ahead, bro. I didn't mean to cut you off. You can't do that to me, man. You can't drop some. You can't drop some bombs and expect me to duck.
When they throw
grenades, I don't take cover. I catch the shrapnel and throw it back. Go ahead, bruh. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bruh.
And the other one that caught my attention was how in Greece, over 40% of the population can't even they're behind on their utilities. They can't pay their utilities.
Yeah.
And the government basically said we can't. You know, they've been bailed out already. So I'm basically paralleling it to what's coming to us, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to yell, yo. Exactly, Mel.
So the government is like, yo, straight up, they said, yo, we got to come for y'all's pensions.
Yeah, and this is what we've been talking about since we've been on air. And Mel's absolutely right. This is the thing. They're going to what did they do? They privatized all of the what? Resources of the countries. They're doing that in Puerto Rico. They're doing that here. And the overall, your overall utilities. Remember when Dr. Hawkins came on and said, y'all better start being able to save some water because that stuff is going to go up. So you better have a couple of 100,000 gallons or a couple of 100 gallons to subsidize because that stuff is going to. That's austerity, ladies and gentlemen. That's austerity, and that stuff is going to be here quicker and everything else. And let me just read this for you, Matt. One sister, Strategic Melanin, said, very profound. Yes. Thank you, King. Passing that on to my seed. Yikes. Man, that was so profound.
Yeah, that was deep to me. Like, wow, they try to bury me, not realizing that I'm a seed. Wow.
And let me tell you, my man Pac, the rose that grew out from the concrete, that's where they try to bury the seed. They don't try to bury it in fertile ground. They try to bury it in cement. They try to bury it in the jungle, in the concrete jungle. They try to bury it in the system that they have actually try to emulate, but in a destructive manner of unsustainability from what the great creator has made in the overall environmental ecosystem, in the the economy of the ecosystem. They created the economy of man. And even though they pour concrete, there are some seeds that are so strong that they still germinate and they still take root in the concrete. Man, Mel, you smoked it, brother. You smoked it. So was there something else, Mel, that you wanted to drop?
No, sir. I don't want to get us off topic or anything, but I will slide this in before I get off. And thank
okay, no, no, that's right. No, you're not getting us off topic. That's right what we're talking about. And see, I think with the overall with the schedule and with the sedatives that they pass around, there are just some resonating energies that are immune to the full effect of their sedative. You know, there's something that can happen to someone. If they go in for surgery and the anesthesiologist miscalculates, the anesthesiologist in their miscalculation could not put you fully under to where you will not be able to move or speak, but your overall abilities to feel will continue, and you will go through a surgery being able to feel everything that has happened.
But can't react.
Can't react. Can't say a word. Have no control of your overall motor skills.
Just tears running down everything. Your face. Yep. I'm out, brother. I'm going to get out your way. I'm going to get back in the listening room and mute my line.
No, you good. You call. Good, my brother. You good. Much love. Much respect.
Much respect. Yes, sir. Bye.
So, all right, brother. So, there are some that are immune to the overall sedatives. But yet and still, the anesthesiologist made a miscalculation purposely or by a mistake of the mind or by a mistake of the heart. Either way, your strength proceeds. And by you being so strong, and I really want to encourage you, by you being so strong, you will feel all of this pain. You will still endure this pain. And the reason why you're able to feel this pain, because you were stronger than the overall sedative. And it is going to bring great pain. It will bring great pain. It will bring great pain of isolation from friendships where people think you're weird, where people think that you are a tinfoil wearing hat person and everything else. They think that you're a silver hat wearing person. And yes, I'm a silver hat wearing hat person because I resonate with the sun. Because the S-U-N brings life. I resonate with it, and I resonate with all of you that are of the sun. And I sincerely appreciate your energy because it's your energy that we share with one another that enable us all to get through the operation of destruction, to get through the schedules of deceit. And while everyone else is walking around, walking by predetermined routes, walking by the means and methods that serve them not, but only to be benefited by the agenda that's created, the freeways of destruction. We see them, we engage with them, but we have never become them. And I would say to you all, continue to prepare in spite of it all. Because do not allow their energy to overcome you. Let your energy resonate even higher. It will shatter and break anything that cannot withstand high frequency. What can't stand high frequency? Death. What can't stand high frequency? Bacteria, viruses, pathogens. They can't withstand. They can't withstand the silver lining of your life. You become antibacterial, antimicrobial. All those things that attack the living ways, you dissolve. And there's a lot that's there. So let's continue to do what we're supposed to do. Let's not allow the sedatives that are prevalent and popular and preferred and are with many people. And there's many of them that temptation is going to always be there to say, ooh, I want to be like them. Ooh, I want to do what they're doing. But the real you says no. They're not doing anything. They're not even living. So resonate the way that you already have been, and let's continue in that path. What I want to do now is that if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. What we're going to do is that when we come back, there's a couple of articles that we need to read about, and there is some things that we need to talk about, what's coming, in my opinion, and what you should be preparing for, how to do that, why to do that, and because you are strong enough to endure and to recreate a new paradigm of living. It's not just a matter of you enduring. It's a matter of you enduring to recreate, to rebuild, to reestablish, and to reengage based off of your sustainable energy. Very, very, very important. Okay, cool. I see you, Scotty. I said, you guys still got 9 minutes. Okay, I got you. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely do that. So let's do this. Let's jump into today's show more abruptly. And today's show is without moral character, the U.S. has fewer real options other than war. Why war? Because war is a low frequency of destruction. It is the minister of death, physical death, that is meant to actually infirm the eternal life. So let's jump into this. One article that I wanted to jump into, and I know my man Scotty would appreciate this one. This one comes from Russia Insider, Ancient Mystery Solved. Maria reveals why the U.S. prays for Aleppo and while burning Mosul. And this was from the Russian Foreign Minister spokesperson, Maria. I don't want to botch her name, so we'll call her Maria. So here's the article. A riddle, and I love this, start of this, man. I think somebody at Russia Insider in Russia Today be checking on Tando Radio Show. Here it is. A riddle too complicated for a cerebrally naive network. But they don't use those words. They say CNN. Y'all know what I mean when I say cerebrally naive network. Here we go. During the latest press briefing in Moscow, the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Maria, don't want to botch her name, gave an educated mini lecture about an ancient mystery that has stumped the Atlantic Council fellows. Let me move this down. A naive but hopeless, curious reporter asked Maria during the congressional hearings on Wednesday. This was the question. During the congressional hearings on Wednesday, American politicians and generals agreed that the counterterrorism operation must continue despite the civilian casualties in Mosul. Why didn't they say this during the operation in Aleppo. Maria shot back with, here's what she said in quotes, "Can't you guess, or do I have to tell you?" And then launched into a very enlightening explanation for Washington's puzzling behavior. "Can't you guess, or do I have to tell you? Propaganda is a tool used by many countries, though to a different degree by some. It amounts to the promoting of one's own interests in a sphere of information. All states are involved in information work and the promoting of their policies. This is normal. However, it's bad when the media takes up the propaganda campaign. Also, the length to which our Western colleagues go are unacceptable. They distort facts completely, which is actually very much like disinformation. They are liars." She didn't say that. This is me. "They are liars. And as for Aleppo, their goal was to publish material that would conceive the public that Russia's role in setting the Syrian conflict was not constructive or positive, but on the contrary, extremely destructive, which would explain our partners' political and military failures in Syria. This issue was also used for the election purposes because Hillary Clinton's team was concerned with foreign policy when she was the U.S. Secretary of State. It was therefore clear that her election campaign would be focused on U.S. foreign policy achievements and victories. This is why Russia involvement in Syria, an allegedly unconstructive role there, was given as much attention as possible. As I have said, facts about the situation in Mosul are being hushed up to minimize the information damage to the United States. The Mosul operations did not begin yesterday or a month ago. It was launched under the celebrity figurehead Obama administration about 6 months ago. We described it as part of the electoral campaign. They needed a short, victorious war, but the war is neither short nor victorious." Ooh, she killing them. She goes on. It goes on. That's where her quote stops. They go on and they say, "The war would have been completely acceptable. After all, it is a war on terror. It had not been time for the election campaign. It should have been a carefully planned operation with provisions for keeping the civilian casualties low and humanitarian corridors and humanitarian aid, as well as assisting for those who would want to leave the city. All of these considerations were sacrificed to the time factors thought and the elected campaign." And it goes on. She says, "As a result, we have had what we have. That is what Iraq and Iraqis have." And it goes on in the article to say, well, you know what? We don't have time. It's not much more, but did you hear what she laid out? What she actually said is that whenever you watch mainstream media, whenever you're watching people create news, that's because you're not busy creating your own solutions. And you are being bought into a campaign of complete destruction for the purpose of the propaganda of the agenda at hand. Lay it out, Maria. And she said it's not just one country. All countries do it, even us. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. Okay, looks like Dave dropped off the pro. Okay, there he is. He's muted. Brother Dave, you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. I had my phone dropped. Sorry about that. So welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, if you would like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. I always say that because that is so true. Us resonating together is much better than one resonating force. We need to multiply our overall and to actually multiply so that we will have a force multiplier in our overall agenda. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and engage with us, not only here on the show, but in everything that is in our common good, in our benevolent manner. So this is where we like to meet you daily. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Today's show is that we're talking about without the moral character, the U.S. has few real options other than war. Just read an article from Russia Insider, and was speaking about what the Russian foreign minister said and how she just schooled, and she always schools Western reporters at her press conference. And see, you would never know that these type of press conferences happen because these things never get the light of, you know, the mainstream media in the U.S. You never see it. So this is one of the reasons why I said, you know, you get enough U.S. news. I like to go outside of the country to give you a different perspective so that you can see and start to discern the energies and weigh them against each other. Because once you do that, what is the balance? Your energy is the balance. And you'll be able to tell if it's the left or right side that is too heavy, or if they're both equally worthless. The only thing that matters is your balance, which is closer to the truth. So we listened to what her response to a Western reporter was and how she schooled the Western reporter. And believe me, Europe knows who Maria is. China knows who Maria is. Its citizens knows who Maria is. They know, have more of a resonating understanding of what's going on because they are in the overall ebb and flow to be used to buy into the program of there is something known as governmental rule, and it is there for your best interest. And this is where the system is going to switch and allow one of its children to fall on the sword, that being the United States, the corporation of the United States. It is going to divest its investments in one of its corporations. It's not going to be given the funding that it was been giving to before. It's not going to be given the influence. It's not going to be given the attention other than to actually siphon more energy out of it. They are actually going to dry it up and extort and exact all of its energy so that it can give it to other parts of the world that will praise them and worship them, the God in who they should be trusting. So let's jump back into today's show. And the reason why we named it today's show, that the U.S. without moral character, the U.S. has few real options other than war. It's because it's very true, and we're going to address that in a minute, but I want to also finish reading this to you. And this comes from The New York Times, new ISIS tactics, gather Mosul civilians, then lure an airstrike. And this was on the 30th of March, a couple of days ago, last week. Here's the article. Washington, D.C. A U.S. military spokesman said Thursday that the Islamic fighters have been herding local Iraqi residents into buildings in western Mosul, calculating that the rising civilian casualties would restrain the U.S. from using airstrikes to help retake that half of the city. What you see now is not the use of civilians as human shields, says Colonel Joseph E. Sikorsa, a spokesman for the U.S.-led task force that is battling the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, ISIL, or ISIS, is smuggling civilians into buildings. So we won't see them and try to bait the coalition to attack. And in an episode this week in which the Islamic State fighters forced civilians inside of a building, killing one who resisted, was observed by U.S. surveillance aircraft. The Islamic State fighter then positioned themselves inside of the same structure to fire on Iraqi forces, according to an account provided in the briefing for the Pentagon by reporters by the colonel. No video of this episode was released on Thursday, but he said that this video would soon be made public. The fury over the March 17th American airstrike that led to the collapse of a building in western Mosul, killing scores of, if not hundreds of Iraqi civilians, as well as Defense Department allegations that ISIS fighters are deliberately placing the civilians in harm's way, having caused a change in American tactics. It has caused some adjustment to our procedures, the colonel said, though he declined to say specifically what specific changes had been made. The new procedure, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you is this. How did you get into Afghanistan? How did you get into Iraq? You got into Iraq off of a lie of weapons of mass destruction. You got into Afghanistan and the lies about what happened on September the 9th in 2001. You got into today's engagement in a war with ISIS off of the lies that were told. All of those instances were generated by the overall interest of the United States itself. It created those environments, so it employed those environments. It is itself doing these things. So the new tactic in Mosul, and the new tactic that is used in Syria, and the new tactic that will be used in the Korean Peninsula and in Djibouti and in the South Sea of China, is that the U.S. will have counter interaction, clandestine operations to appear to be someone else other than to be who they truly are, working at the behest of the corporation of the United States. ISIS is an agent of the United States corporation. And they have moved to the position to blame ISIS for everything. It's the new boogeyman. And this is propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to get your daughters drafted into their war that is going to be lost. It's a tactic that is going to be drawn to get your sons into a war and to be drafted into a war that is going to be perpetuated by them, and they will be sacrificed. It is a tactic to get you to lose and to harvest all of your energy without being paid in any form of assets, but given a slave's wage, and to make you work harder in their fields of subjugation and enslavement to your own physical demise. It is a tactic to get you to surrender to the God in which they want you to trust, who has never been trustworthy. This is the propaganda machine at its best or at its worst. And this is, in my opinion, why there is very few options left for the corporation of America other than war, because it is the preferred tactic. When you send a general to solve a problem, every problem looks as if it needs a bombed solution. And they will continue to bomb, and the problem will not be solved. But it is equally deranging, insane, stupid, and foolish for the people to have blind faith in such ideology. And to have a popular sense in a worship state of idolatry and a symbol. And this symbol truthfully has lied about its historical endeavors, because we don't want to talk about it, because you're not supposed to talk about it that way. You're just supposed to follow the schooling and the program. Every day in school before you start, you get up and you worship that image. Why do they have you worship an image? So that you will not see it as a person that lies. So that you won't see it as someone that you need to defend yourself with. It is probably the most brilliant thing that establishes control and gives you ownership, because you have no attachment to it. When you argue with it or when you look at it, it doesn't move, so that you can, in your monkey mind, establishes its fantasizing greatness. They do this with the Constitution. They've done this with the flag. They've done this in all forms of personhood, whom is not a living spirit. But what it does is that it actually uses the living spirit of the naive. This was maybe hard for you to grasp if you're new to Tando Radio Show. But those of you that have been around here on Tando Radio Show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's nothing new to you, because there is nothing new under the sun. Everything that we engage in has been engaged in before in the past. But so many of us fail to resonate with our ancestral past existence, our ancestral eternal past existence, because system wants you to make comfortable to get yours right now. That is a drug that is extremely powerful. My man Scotty, I think he has something that he wants to chime in on. If so, Scotty, just jump in at any time.
Oh no, Dave. I'm sorry. I just didn't mute my mic after the
break. Okay. You're good. So, with that being said, This is the propaganda that's being pushed forth, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a propaganda that has worked before in the past to get what they want. They want you to give and surrender your life so that they will have it and you won't. And when they do that, they realize it's easier to have a baby hand you the candy than for you to take the candy from the baby. Because taking the candy from the baby is not as easy as it's said. Because babies get loud. But what they want to do is have the baby surrender the candy. And then that child will be indoctrinated through its impressionable state to always look at life as one in which the beauty of life is by serving and trusting in that entity of falsehood. No matter what you say or what you do, they'll look at you crazy when you challenge it, and they'll say, what's wrong with you? You're not supposed to think for yourself. Don't you remember in school? You were in school? You must have didn't do well in school. No, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't do well in school. And I'm proud of it. I didn't do well in indoctrination and regurgitation and subjugation and selling out my overall moral convictions for somebody else's agenda. No, I didn't do well. Never had in all of my other lives, and nor will I do well in the future one. Just don't resonate that way. But many of us do, because we think it's easier to be quiet, go along. You can't beat them. They've already defeated you. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to be without. I don't want that. Everything that man does to you is temporary. Your spirit is eternal. So we rather uphold the temporary while sacrificing the eternal. I don't know about y'all, but that is a foolish engagement. And I would say, whenever you hear wise instruction, I would say heed it, so that you won't learn from experience from your foolish mistakes, as we all have before. Let's learn from those things. Resonate differently. Develop more sustainable ways. Sustainable relationships. Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the heaven that you can create. So now, with that being said, right now, what's going on in China, what's going on in Korea, the overall so-called meetings of the celebrity figureheads are taking place. And believe me, they are meeting in Florida and Mar-a-Lago or wherever they're meeting. They're having a good time with each other. But at a press conference, they're going to act like they're arch enemies. But behind closed doors, they're going to be asking, how's the family doing? What you been up to? Let's do this. Let's do that together. Oh, well, check this out. I'm going to say this. You're going to say that. This is what we've been told we need to do. As long as I get mine, I'm okay. If the people want to be foolish and dumb, so be it. They're sleeping sheeple anyhow. If we can continue to take their energy and they're willing to surrender it, well, then if I don't do it, somebody else will. People come up with all the excuses for moral debasement that they can come up with. They are still despicable. Cowardice. Destructive and foolish temporal spirits. because your overall tempting prize won't last long. It's the fastest melting ice cream. You won't get enough licks. So,
Brother Darius.
Oh, go ahead, Mel. Sorry, brother. I didn't know that you wanted to get back in. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I apologize.
No, you're good.
I wanted to bring up the fact that Brother Jerry and Roz had a good show last night, and part of the topic was the I guess the mayor that entity that passed the law that the Chicago children have to, when they graduate, they have to either be enrolled in college or go to the military in order to get their high school diplomas. And did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
This is crazy. The bill was already, it's passed. They passed it. And so I looked it up. I did some research on it, and I'm like, okay, well, you have to have a high school or a GED to get into any form of the military. But you still have to meet the physical requirements. I mean, you have to be a certain height, be able to, you know, physically, you know, you have to be physically fit enough to pass their requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the children that can't get into college and can't, you know, pass the physical requirements of the military? What's the only option?
Can I add something in real quick?
Damn.
Yeah, hold on, Jerry. Let him finish, and then we'll go right to you. Hold on, 1 second, Jerry. Hold on. Go ahead. Mel. Then we're gonna jump to Jerry.
That was it, really. I mean, that really truly bothered me, and that just brought up the fact of, you know, the drafting our girls. I mean, why is everybody not speak? Everybody should be up in arms about this. But that's all I really wanted to say. I just wanted to put that out there. I didn't mean to change the dynamic of the show, but that's, you know, what
No. It's not. It actually goes within the flow, because these are some of the topics. And Jerry is there now. So, Jerry, you wanted to jump in? Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to help Brother Mail out. I was going to call him Brother Riser. Just to help Brother Mail out. This is Chicago Schools, and it's run – Emmanuel, the one who set this into motion, and what he is saying is that Chicago schools are denying all of the high school graduates their diplomas unless they have going to higher education or either they're going into the military. I know he was trying to get that guy's name out, and I was just trying to help. That's all. I'm gonna sit back.
Hey, let me tell you. Yeah,
I didn't want to say his name.
I get that. You know, one thing that we all do sometimes is that we hold back on names because we don't want to give them energy. We're not even calling out on them, and I understand. And you know, Jerry, you know, he understands that. He does that from time to time, and Mel knew that too, and everything else. But I appreciate. But nah, that was great. I didn't know about that, but I'm not surprised about that at all. And this goes right along with everything else that's going on. Listen to what they said. Listen to what's being said. So let me see if I understand this right from you two brothers. Is what has happened. So in order for them to get their high school diploma, they either have to be indoctrinated by the schools or indoctrinated and sacrificed by the military. And either way, even if they go to school, it is just as destructive as going into the military, because the schools are even more equally prepared, because the schools will cause them to do what? Present an image of freedom that doesn't exist, because they will be the energy bearers of that lie. We've already looked at here on Tando Radio Show with these schools and these institutions, the technical schools are really engaged in. It's not only the technical schools that are engaged in these things, it's actual all of them. Do you know where the curriculum for these schools are established from? It's established from the people that control it.
Hey, Dave.
Yo, yes.
The reason I wanted to give that name out is because for those of us that are living in Chicago right now who listen to Tando, they know who directly they need to get in contact with and make their presence known. Because you're right, we don't want to give energy to these folks, but we have to know who we have to get in direct contact with in order to make some type of, I don't want to say arrangements because that's not what I mean, but the people that we have to engage with, that's the word I'm looking for, the people that we have to engage with. When we're talking about subjects such as this, we have to engage with certain people, and I don't want that name to be missed by the people who live in Chicago who listen to this show, so that they don't know, because this is nothing that's being made public, because it's solely in Chicago at this particular moment. So maybe they could go forth and
stop it.
They could go forth.
And it only targets public schools. Only applies to public schools.
Wow.
That's right.
That's
right.
Let me jump in here. I would say this.
Let you jump in here. Quit playing, man.
Check this out. Hey, this is what I think is so important for us to do. If we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. Those individuals that are coming up with these things, these entities and everything else, they want the general public to engage them because that's giving energy to the authoritative rule that they have over you. The most popular thing and most positive thing that you can do to a destructive energy force is to remove your energy from it, because it needs your energy to sustain itself. It is life support. In my opinion, we have to instruct our children, so what they're talking, you may hear them, you don't have to listen to them. We should be engaging in giving our young people the true alternatives while allowing that to become the true propaganda that it is. If there's no one that shows up at Rahm Emanuel's office, Rahm Emanuel becomes irrelevant. If there's a bunch of people that shows up at Rahm Emanuel's office, then the overall system wins. Alexander Haig said it best. Let them march from here to California, from Washington, D.C. Let them march from here to California and back as long as they pay their taxes. I don't care what Rahm Emanuel says. I don't care what the White House says. I don't care what the government says. It's what you say that matters. Because if we continue to engage what they set up for our overall, how you engage in objection and how you petition for protest, you're following their rules. If you're in the NFL, if you're an NFL player and you break the NFL rules and the NFL punishes you, that's because you are subjecting yourself to the NFL. If you are a professional athlete and the NFL punishes you, but you have your own league, it's mildly interesting what they say. Your overall talents will still be on display. I hope you see what I'm saying there. Our solution can never resolve around their presence. Our solutions revolve around our abandoning their presence. So I think that is Because if we continue to do what we've been doing in the past and nothing changes, that is the mark of what? Insanity. When we going to be stopped crazy mad over these people and start loving ourselves so much that their overall, what they say, you don't even listen to. You hear it, but it has no effect on you. That spell does not penetrate you. Very important. Do you need to know what they're trying to do and what they're, yes. But do you need to engage them? No. Engaging them puts you at a position of disadvantage. They've been engaged for many years and nothing has changed. We continue to do the same things that we've done before, we'll get the same results. In order to change a problem, you can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. Got to do something different. Got to do something different. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump back into this. Man, great, great, great show. Much love, much respect. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, we got Brother Davis in queue. Jerry and Mel, if you'll definitely want to comment, man, I would love to hear from you guys. As always, it's so enlightening, but I didn't know about that. Very, very important. And I don't think it's mildly interesting. It is actually the overall direction that things are going, and they're only going to get worse. The subjugation and enslavement and the surrenderance of your energy is the target. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Uh-oh, let me make sure I'm on. Yep, welcome, everyone, back to Black Talk Radio Network, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Jerry, thanks for sending that to me real quick. And just as we went off air, I had to go off the mic. I said, wow, that's crazy. This is crazy. So very, very true. And thanks for sending that, Jerry. Thanks for bringing that up, Mel. Definitely, this is things that we definitely need to know. And, you know, I would say we got another caller in queue, Brother Davis. We're going to go to Brother Davis in a second. I would say this just before we go to Brother Davis, is that if you need to heal your body or if there's something that you need to do, if you walk from here to Washington, D.C. and back, when you come back, you're going to be tired. The only thing that you're going to do is to sleep. Your energy is so powerful is that it's strategical in its overall approach because it's that powerful. If you need to heal your body and you need to be meditating at that time, if you're walking instead of meditating, and if you're doing other things other than what you should be doing to heal your body and to create the prosperity and everything else, then you will never, ever get to that which you need. You will be tired and asleep at the appropriate time when your energy is expended. Use your energy. Your energy should be guarded because it is as equally important and as equally as great of a gift as your free will. Your free will is the decision. Your energy is the execution. We have to be careful of what we execute ourselves in. So we got Brother Davis that is, oh, Brother Davis jumped out. Brother Davis, jump back in when you can. Brother Davis, probably something probably came up and had to jump off. So Brother Davis, definitely jump back in when you can, and we'll go right to you. So Jerry just sent me that article, so I'll definitely check it out.
Dave, can you say important. The title again of the article?
What's that?
What's the article Scotty? Name again?
It is, and I will actually post it inside of Tando as well, but Jerry sent it, and it is from DailyCoast.com. Chicago schools to deny diplomas to students who don't plan to continue their education.
I mean, that's crazy. I don't see how they could do that. Okay.
Can I add a little bit here?
Yeah, I need to look into that. Yeah, Brother Davis.
Check out that article, then let's go to Brother Davis. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, we fail to realize that Rahm Emanuel is a Zionist. And in Israel, this is a mandatory. Everybody that goes to school has to put 3 years in their service. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. And the second thing I want to point out to you is this, that slowly but surely, Israel's ideas of occupation are being supplied right here. These new surveillance systems, they were all learned in Israel. The only thing America added to it was the drone concept. See, Israel wasn't using drones then, but they are now. So you have to understand the dynamic of what's going on. And really, the system of financing that is literally controlling the military is beginning to realize that the weight of controlling the world is greater than they anticipated. They didn't expect alliance between China and Russia. They didn't expect the South American countries to move out of NATO and join Britain. See, there's a lot of different dynamics that are going on here. So what we also got to see is the Zionists now see this is a way for them to pave a way to be a part of the new structure. So let's keep our ears open, our eyes open. We'll see it.
And it's so true that the U.S. has funded all of Israel's campaigns, and their overall campaign has been one of war. And now what I'm saying is I'm not saying what these brothers brought to us are not important. No, they're extremely, extremely important. Extremely important, because this is the furtherance of the subjugation and occupation. Look, in subjugation and enslavement. Because look at what it's doing. They're telling the young people you're going into the military. Why are they telling the young people they're going into the military? Because they're going to give them reason to go into the military, because the U.S. will be engaged in World War III and Global Nuclear War I. It's a depopulation program. Then, to top that off, they say you have to go to school. Who the heck are tell you where you're going to go?
Dave, let me say this. This is what I was trying to get.
But if you obey, they become the authorities. I always love for them to say what their objective is so that you'll know. So they won't be as cunning in trying to hide it the next time.
David.
Let them speak. We'll hear them. The key is don't listen. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just pulled that up, and he's making a proposal. He's not King Emmanuel, and you have a city council there, and you have a bunch of citizens there. The only way that he can force his will is if they allow him, okay? So it's about them using their energy to defeat what he signaled that he wants to do. Now, the whole thing about this is, okay, if you saying I got to have an acceptance letter to a college or plans to go into the military before I can get my diploma, how about you paying for my college, all right, as there has been a push to make public colleges and universities free. I think they actually got a program like that in Chicago for 2 years at a community college. But still, you can't allow people to mandate your future. Now, I could look at it as a a positive thing. This is something that you should be doing with your own children. You can't allow the state to come in and make these. So it, in the concept is not bad, all right, teaching your children to have a plan coming out of high school, plan their life out. I didn't have no plan coming out of high school. I actually dropped out of high school. But when the government starts mandating those things, then you're getting into dictatorships and tyranny. So this is just something he floating out there to see what the public reaction is going to be, because that's how they also gauge on whether or not they're going to be able to do something. They'll put it out to the public first, and if nobody pays attention, nobody says anything, then it's quietly implemented. But he would need to go through city council to do that. But this is really what I want to say. I always say I'm behind enemy lines, because that's truth. All right. The truth is that I am subject to the rules and regulations of USA Inc. You know why? Because at any time they could run up in here and snatch my butt up, say I did this, say I did that, make up all kind of outlandish stuff. And next thing you know, I'm a political prisoner. So we need to be, as individuals, connecting with people in our communities. How are we going to defend against such actions? Because right now, people are unorganized, man. You know, yeah, we hear about some of these militias and stuff like that. I was reading about a man in California. This guy by himself had 500 guns, and they took his guns, but he was able to get them back. He was able to get them back. They was trying to say he was unfit to own guns, but this man ain't have no criminal record, no nothing, nothing. So they were going to try to say, like, oh, he's crazy then. He has no history of mental illness, but the government feels threatened by him having those 500 guns, because, right, with those 500 guns, he has a small, what would you say, almost a battalion? It's about 800 soldiers in a battalion.
Yeah.
So he got about 500 guns right there to arm 500 soldiers. So that's what they really afraid of, but they had to give his guns back. But I just like to be honest and truthful. I am behind enemy lines, and I know that I am not part of no organization or movement that can take on the firepower of those who want to force all this ill will on the people. That's all I wanted to add.
Yeah, and you know, Scotty, you had said some things that was very, very important, as everyone else here has said. But this is one of the things why I wanted to play the Book of Five Rings, and we didn't get to this. Miyamoto, one of the greatest statements that I live by is that Miyamoto said, commit a crime, allow yourself to be captured so that you can escape. What was Miyamoto saying? Miyamoto was saying, yes, they can control your physical body, but resistance is victory. And you say that, Scotty. And that's the whole key. The thing about it is that until we start to see the overall power that we have, and if, once we in diligently engage that for our agenda, it really doesn't matter what the ants say. Really doesn't matter what the ants do. But this is something, this is a mentality that's very difficult to change. But it really has to change with you. Now, they say that you need to go into the military or go into school, else they're not going to give you your diploma. So what? Look how successful Scotty is. So what? Look how successful other people are by walking. Do you realize that there are more billionaires and millionaires that have not completed school than most people think?
Can I add to that?
Because they had to. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
So you also have to realize you don't need a degree to be a plumber. You don't need a degree to be an electrician. Hell, you don't need to be a degree to be a truck driver. And we're still talking people who are making anywhere from $50,000 to $160,000 a year, or if you start your own business, multiply that. The reality is that they do not teach you about finance, because if you will learn the flexibility that it gives you, you will multiply your ability to make money. And they don't want that. We have to start where we are. You don't like the policies, organize. You're going to do more as a collective than you can do as an individual. And when you organize, then you reach out to other like-minded people in other areas so you can expand your voice. I feel like I'm going over last night's show again, but the reality is you have to start where you are, and you have to move in your best interest. Regardless of what they're doing, they're not going to stop because you say, excuse me. What you got to do is put your foot out in such a manner that they can't overlook the numbers and the volume, and they can make change. And every time somebody says, oh, we so small, then that's because of how they see themselves. But remember my motto, I believe I can achieve the impossible. So if you feel that way, go out and do it, and we'll join you. I just wanted to add that, brother.
Well, Brother Davis, what else there needs to be said after that? There is nothing else that can be, and it is a recapture of and a re-acquaintance to last night's show. So, every single point that was made here was significant. The most important thing is that it's our point. And these are the things that we should be collectively deciding together and then energizing and supporting. I realized something. As Scotty said, we are enemies behind enemy lines. If the collective movement, as Brother David said, if the collective movement is going to do this way, then that's where we would go. But we have to be ensure, we got to ensure one thing, that we haven't been infiltrated. We haven't been infiltrated with leaders that will put a leash on the group and lead them where to their own destruction and demise, as they have done so far in history. If we're not going to look at history, until we're willing to look at history, we should not move. I have four friends in my life. Four characteristics of friends. I have the wise friend. I have the friend that I actually confirm things with. I have a friend that gives direction of things. And I have an idiot as a friend. The most important call that I make first and foremost is to that idiot of a friend. And the reason why that idiot, and take me correctly on this, and the reason why that idiot is the most important one, because I need to know first what not to do. The key to this whole thing is that I have to be able to distinguish when my wise friend has just turned into my idiot and my idiot has just become my wise.
So that's why you call me discernment first thing in the morning?
Man, and my discernment has to be on point, because the wise and the idiot could be you. So, Mel, you're a little smart, but talking about that wise. Man, I tell you, yes, that's why I called you, because you're the wise friend. Man, I tell you, man, it's so... But this is, we all have to use our enabling talents. Because if we don't use them, we're subject to what? Squander them. And I'm going to tell you something about this system. It knows the value of our of energy and our talents, because it knows the value of their energy and their talents. They don't ask you a darn thing. They don't wait for you to organize anything. They don't wait for you to make policy of anything. They don't wait for you to make procedures of anything. They're too darn busy doing what they want to do. They use the same free will and energy as you. They just use it differently. So, well said, well stated. And it's a great position that we're in right now, because this country is going to move into the way of war. And when it's in this turmoil of this way of war, it's critical for us to see the opportunities that are going to come from that, because the system itself is going to be at its most vulnerable state. Let me tell you when it's at its strongest state. It's when everything is going so well. It's when everyone is partying and drunk off the wine of splendor. It's at his most weakest and at his most vulnerable point when the people start to doubt it and question it and decide, why am I engaging in this? Why am I here? There's a song. I don't know who the sister is. I forgot. I hear it. You know, it says, why am I here? I don't resonate with this music. I don't resonate with this, with these people. Why aren't we somewhere talking about how we're going to change the world? Why am I here? Don't know who that sister is. I'm going to find it. I hear it all the time. One of the most powerful things is from our talents. And this sister brought her talent to fruition, and she gave a message. And that's so, so important. If y'all know with that song, Why Am I Here, that sister sing, text or put it in the chat. Or one of the music people. I used to be all up on music, man. I used to be able to been just in a different direction now. So if y'all know who that song is, please put it in here in this last minute before we get out of here so I can say who it is, and I want y'all to hear it. If not, just go to YouTube or whatever you do for music-wise and listen to that song, Why Am I Here? And that needs to be the question, but we need to look at it from our ancestral energy and from the past and say, why am I here? Not from the question, but from why are we here and what is it that we're going to commit to do? Man, we got to get ready to get out of here. I just want to thank you all. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Brother Davis. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you all for being a part of the Strategic Melanin. Thank you so much, sister, for you being you. It's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later, Brother Bragg. If you would take us out, brother, we're greatly appreciated. Tomorrow, Brother Bragg will be on. And very, very important, it's going to be Foundation Friday with Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, my brother.
Peace.
The song is here. Check out the song. We got to get it out of here. Much love, much respect. Stay tuned for B.I.B. with Sister CC and Brother Robert X. Much love, much respect. Peace, y'all.
Serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.